The cafes and bars, neatly tucked away in the passageways between the shops of the former flower market, are an ideal place to relax. A particular favourite is the area in front of the Crusting Pipe Bar. Here, on a terrace protected by a glass roof, you can sit in the middle of everything and quietly taste some English ale while you listen to music and enjoy the atmosphere. And what about the restaurants in Covent Garden? Well, just like everywhere else in London, there's a huge selection of places to eat here, which the London food stylist Eliza Baird also confirms.
Choice of restaurants are huge. I mean, enormous. It's because London's become so cosmopolitan. You've got, obviously, English, French, American, German, Asian, Australian, Belgium, all the Europeans.
Speaking of Belgium food, a very special place to go is the Belgo Centrale on Earlham Street. The guests take a lift down to the vaults of the restaurant. The specialities of Belgian cuisine, mussels, chips and beer, are served by waiters dressed in monks' robes. If you go to the Belgo before 8 p.m, you can profit from the beat-the-clock price. The price of a portion of mussels is determined by the time it appears on your order. If you order at 6 p.m, you pay £6. But 40 minutes later, you pay 40 pence more. An inseparable part of the historic flower market is the imposing Royal Opera House in Covent Garden. Like many other buildings in the district, the theatre was open for theatrical performances, masked balls and operas at the beginning of the 18th century. Fire destroyed the building twice, first in 1801 and again in 1856. Both times the theatre was rebuilt on the original site. Today's Royal Opera House follows the classical designs of E.M. Barrie and dates back to 1858. The Floral Hall next door, also built by Barrie, with its impressive roof of steel and glass, was used up until the 1950s as a hall for selling flowers in the daytime and as a theatre or ballroom at night. If you'd like to visit the Opera House, then it's well worth taking a guided tour. You'll be taken not only to the auditorium, but also to the areas behind the stage. Here you'll be able to peek into the dressing rooms, marvel at the oversized sets and watch the seamstresses sewing costumes. Should you happen to pop in during a rehearsal, you can stop for a few minutes and watch the ballet dancers prepare for the next premiere, or listen in as the musicians and conductor discuss the overture for the evening's opera performance.